Hello, hello, my beloved Heart to Heart family. Welcome back to Heart to Heart. It's been a while, and believe it or not, I have missed you. You know the song, I've had some good days, and I've had some bad days, but I won't complain. Well, that's what I'm going to say today. But I wanted to start off reading you this poem I wrote earlier this year. Well, last year, actually. But it's fitting for right now to let you know what's been going on. And please know that I do love you, and I'm sorry I was gone so long. I hope you will continue to be my family. Okay? All right. From my heart, I want to read this poem. Today I start my fight forever. Again. One more time. All right. Today I start my fight forever. Again. This time, with all intentions and determination to win. I refuse to be discouraged by my last defeat, nor be embarrassed of what I started but couldn't complete. I realize it doesn't matter how many times I started and stopped. What matters is I did not give up. Yah never said it would be easy. Just like salvation wasn't, though it was given to us freely. This world is being prepared for the wicked one's arrival. So having courage and hating evil is vital. I must be alert, stay alert and watch, so that I can accurately discern and recognize the evil one's plot, cunningly offering riches and power to provoke me to lust. My resistance with no compromise is a must. In all things, I'll be thankful and prayerful. Let my request be known to Yah, and in nothing be careful. Again, I dress for battle, putting on the full armor of Yah. This time, I won't be taking it off until this spiritual battle is over. I'll fight. I won't stop. I put on the sandals of peace, girdle of truth, and the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Today I start my fight forever again. But this time, I know I'm gonna win. Yes. This time, victory is mine. Yes, this time, victory is mine. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, Yah, for giving me the opportunity to be here again, to be able to rise on this day. You gave me life today. Father, and I thank you for this podcast that you've given me. And I apologize to you and to my listeners. I repent for not being able to make podcasts like I should have been doing. Only you know what's really been going on, Father. But you know what? You've been there with me the whole time. And I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful. You've allowed me to see another year. I celebrated my 70th birthday with you this month, earlier this month, April 9th. Thank you for that. My, how time flies. We must make use of the time that we have. So right now, Father, I want to take it focus off myself and focus on these wonderful listeners your children. Those that will listen, some will be happy to hear another podcast. Some may be a little angry with me. I don't know. But I want to bring them all to you and lay them at your feet, Father. You know, during these trying times, there are hard times going on. But at the same time, I know there are blessings going on. Whatever they need, let every need be met in you. That's what it says. It says the Lord, but I say Yahuwah is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want. And that's because all of our needs are met in you. Father, thank you for revival. Thank you for allowing us to start revival. Revival is here. Revival has come and a turnaround has begun. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And I pray that these listeners look closely, see it, and watch closely in their lives, that their lives are being turned around. Revival has come, but we have to reach for it and take it. The kingdom is taken by force. We have to be forceful and take what you've given us. Not from you, take it from you. You've given it to us. Take it from the enemy, from the cares of this world, from the flesh that's causing us to be depressed or be discouraged or to procrastinate. Whatever the case may be, I pray for each and every man, woman, and child that's listening to be blessed beyond their imagination, spiritually, mentally, financially, and physically. Totally and completely blessed, totally and completely healed. Because you are in the healing and the blessing business. You are Almighty Yah. I was just reading in your word. You said, there's no one but you. There's no one before you. There's no one after you. You were saying, there's no one better than you. Never has been, never will be. So, Father, as I lay them down at your feet, I lay myself and all my families down at your feet. My family's over the four corners of this earth. My immediate family, extended family, spiritual family, of course, podcast family, and all the other families and everyone that's believing and calling on you, and those that will believe and call on you over the four corners of this earth. And I say and I pray, have your way, Abba, and let your perfect will be done. For I know that it's good for you, Yah, Yahusha, who's known as Jesus. You are our shepherd, and we shall not be in want, because all of our needs are met in you. So be it, so be it, so be it. Hallelujah. All right, beloved. It's so much I want to say. And at the same time, I feel like maybe I shouldn't say so much. My heart is full. I'm going to read more poems. All right? This next poem is called Thank You. Also written, this was written this year, March 9th. Thank you for coming through, not only for me, but for all the prisoners and captives you set free. You are so faithful, so perfect in every way. From the bottom of our hearts, without a doubt to you, we say, you are worthy of all of my love and all of my faith, all of my trust, all of my worship, and all of my praise. Yah, your kindness, love, and mercy shown to us yesterday, you touched us all in a very special way. Thank you for hearing our prayers, for hearing our plea, and giving your sweet answer, so shall it be. We will never forget all the great things you've done and for letting us know revival has begun. Elisha Yahu, Yahuchanan, and Zechariahu, we are called by your name. We're yours, Yah, forever. And that will never, ever change. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Beloved, I wrote this poem after I was speaking on Zoom in Africa. And Yah had told me that he wanted to set the people free. It was deliverance. You know, and his presence was so powerful. It was so powerful, beloved family. He was there. I'm here in Taiwan. They're there in Nigeria. But he was here and he was there. And people were set free. People were healed. Demons flew out of people. Spirits flew out of people. People were healed. People that couldn't walk were walking. I mean, it was so many different healings, and people that were discouraged felt encouraged to give it a try. Somebody was thinking about they should end their lives, but afterwards they said, I can do this. And that's why I wrote that in gratitude to him. But the first one I wrote is, not only did I preach, I wrote a poem. It started with a poem for that, and I read to them. It's called, Today I Will Be Set Free. Today I Will Be Set Free. Written March 7th, 2024. Today is the day I will be set free. And no demon, devil, or even Satan can stop me. I'm submitting and surrendering my life, my family, my finances, health, and my ministry. To Yah, my Father, my Provider, High Tower, and Deliverer, my Maker, the one who created me. Today is my coming out day. I'm coming out of prison, the bondage of fear, and out of poverty. I was created to be in good health, to prosper as my soul prospers, and to rule the earth. Authority and power was given to me from the beginning of creation, even before my birth. This is my unexpected, priceless gift from Yah today at Makan's 2024 conference. I'm taking Yah at his word, believing all that he said I could do and all of his promises. I receive your gift, O Yah, sent to fulfill your words, written in Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Now I'm loosed. The prison doors have been opened. Yes, today freedom has come to me. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Today I am set free. Thank you, Baba. Now, are you familiar with Isaiah? I don't have it in front of me. 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. You know, he's talking about, you know, I've been sent to set the captives free, to open the doors of the prison, to bind up the brokenhearted, to loose those that are bound. That's, you know, he's talking about that. And that's exactly what he did. And that's why I wrote that poem, Thank You, to him. It was so powerful. It was unbelievably powerful. And you know the funny part? I could not hear the people. And for whatever reason, the guy didn't have the Zoom correctly. I couldn't see them. But in a way, I think it was what Yah had in mind, because since I couldn't see them and hear them, I was just giving it to him. I'm telling you, I felt like my mouth was a machine gun. It was just coming out. I must, in that 1 hour, believe it, I preached like about 5 or 6 different sermons on different things. And I didn't know that they were standing up and they were shouting and they were and they were cheering and you know, and the deliverance. I found that out after when my daughter there gave me the testimonies, and they let me know. I had no idea. But if I had a, it may have distracted me, you know what I mean? So, yeah, he knows what he's doing. You know, sometimes it takes a minute to get back in the swing of doing things. You know, podcasts. Another thing, my neighbor has, I guess their grandson, their daughter and husband, and her husband have moved in with them. And this, you talk about noisy. This little boy, he's only like about 3, but he jumps, I mean, so much day and night to where it makes the light fixtures rattle. It's like his father is jumping with him. I've had to go up there several times. And I mean, so loud to where I would start recording and I had to do it over because the noise was so loud. And that's another thing. And then I got tired of going up there. You know, and I said, well, I'll do it early in the morning. And, you know, and it's not the baby's fault. He's 3 years old, but they need to take him outside to play. You know, and at the same time, I feel like I'm being tested. Patience. I said, patience, you know. Yeah. Let me read another poem. This one was written earlier this year, January 7th, 2024. A lot of sevens. Follow me. He said, follow me when you go through trials, through the valley of the shadow of death. Follow me from this day forward till the last heartbeat, until you take your last breath. Follow me when you can't see where to go, you're lost, and you don't know what to think or do. When your eyes are cloudy with tears and your vision is gone, just listen, I'm still leading you. Follow me. I am your guide. I am the way, the truth, the life of man. I am your source. So close your eyes and ears to the world. Be still and listen. Then follow the sound of my voice. I'm here. Follow me. Sometimes we say we can't hear him. But you know why we can't hear him? Because we're too busy talking. Usually too busy praying, too busy crying or talking, or we're letting the world talk too much to what's going on around us and the people that's around us. Because he's always talking. He's always there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he can't. You know why? Because he lives inside of us. He's inside of us, so how could he leave us? We can leave him. But he never leaves us nor forsakes us. And because he can't lie. He cannot lie. He's incapable of lying. There's no evil, wrongdoing, or bad thing in him. I mean, it's impossible. And if he did, if he was able to lie, and he did, everything would fall apart because everything was put together on his word, on his true word, his pure word. Them before, I think, a while ago, but this is what I feel like doing. And I hope it ministers to you too. Sometimes singing a song instead of a song means more than a sermon. And sometimes a poem means more than a lot of explaining. Yeah. This one is called It'll Soon Be Over. It'll soon be over. All of this perversion and wickedness Satan is doing and man is allowing. Everything will end at your sudden return, and no one will be left standing. Everyone will be bowing. No man or woman can have an excuse for their disrespect and sin. You warned us in your word. They cannot say, "Forgive me, I didn't know any better. This is something I never heard." You placed your goodness in all of man, but gave us free will with the authority and the ability to choose. You never ever wanted slaves made to obey. No, you wanted children that would choose to love you. You said, "They who love me will obey my commandments," and I found that to be a fact. From my own experience of getting this revelation, I now see if we truly love you, we will do just that. It'll soon be over. Paradise will be on earth again. And all violence, sickness, and disease will disappear. The righteous and righteousness will prevail, not evil. And the workers of iniquity will tremble in fear. Oh, what a joyous day that will be, when all the things and people hindering us will be no more. All creation will live peacefully in paradise on earth again, and it will be perfect just as it was before. Hallelujah, praise Yah, Tula Rabba, many thanks to you, Yahusha, Jesus, Son of Yahuwah. Your will being done on earth by man again, just as being done by angels in heaven. Just as it's being done by angels in heaven. I want to read that last line again. Your will being done on earth by man again, just as it's being done by angels, which are messengers, in heaven. Thank you for being with me here and sharing this precious moment. And for being with me to be with you again. I don't even quite know what to say. But I am digging deeper. You know, I found that the way up is down. The way up is down. We have to dig deeper, go deeper in worship, deeper in prayer, deeper in praise, go down deeper on our knees to go up, to go higher in Yah, in our Savior. I have to tell you this though, we've had successful 8-day services of the outpouring of the Spirit. Revival has begun in a whole temple in Gombe Adumawa, Nigeria. It was awesome. I mean, people were coming. So there's been good things happening, but it's been a fight. I even had to go to battle. My little dog and I were walking. I have another dog, Tessie Mae. You know, Teddy's gone. Sorry, miss him. But she stopped and she was staring at something across the street. Of course, I couldn't see anything. And then she went to the curb and all of a sudden something came and got on her. And she started running around crazy. And just, I mean, it was incredible. I mean, I knew something had come up on her trying to get her in her. And I had to stop and lay my hands on her and plead the blood of the sacrificial lamb of Yah. I had to do warfare and bind spirits and kick them off of her to get, I mean, it was coming at her. And then from there, it tried to come wrap itself around my legs. I had to do warfare. I even had to take the clothes that I was wearing and put them outside. Yeah, when I came home. It's real, beloved. Some people may laugh, but see, that's what Satan does. If you don't believe evil is real, all these things are happening. You think it's just happening just because. No, we have a serious enemy. But we are victorious. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. We have the victory. We just have to fight and know that when you are attacked, that just means you're a threat. In a way, it can be taken as a compliment. The enemy is scared of you. Put it that way. And know that we are not alone. We have guardians, messengers that are with us. We have Yah's Spirit in us that brings the Word, the Father, and the Son dwelling in us. We are armed and dangerous. So if you've been feeling like, sometimes you think, you wonder, why? I don't know why I feel so depressed. I'm so sad. A lot of times it's not. There is some unclean spirit that is trying to that's come up on you. Maybe you can't get in you, but on you. And right now, I loose everyone that's listening that is feeling oppressed, depressed. I come against every unclean spirit and I command you from the third heaven in my position seated in the Messiah who's seated at the right hand of the throne. I command you to go now. I cast you out into the abyss. Every demonic force, I cancel, break down all witches, witchcraft, spells, broken curses, broken, torn down and cast out into outer darkness. All sorcery and unclean spirits and demonic forces, you are bound. I bind you with ropes, cords dipped in the blood of the sacrificial Lamb of Yah. Hallelujah. And I cast you out. And I loose from the third heaven mighty warring spirits, messengers of healing. The messengers that we call angels of healing, of deliverance, of peace, of prosperity, Yah's goodness, those that will bring the presence of Yah. I dispatch the messengers bringing the presence of Yah into each and every home, car, business, room, headphones, wherever the case may be, wherever the listeners are, whenever they listen, whether it be now, this year, next year, 10 years later, it will be the same power. And I do all of this, decree it and declare and command it to be so in the name above all names, which I believe to be Yah, salvation, Yahushua, the Messiah, who by most people is called Jesus the Christ. He is the Anointed One, the Messiah, the only begotten Son of Yah. Hallelujah. Ooh, beloved, I did not know I was going to do that. But evidently, we needed it. I feel better. I feel lighter. Do you? I hope it didn't scare anybody. This is real. We're in a real spiritual battle, beloved. It's time that everyone, if you don't know, it's time you do. All right. Thank you for joining me. And I say, beloved, until we meet again, Yah willing, of course, and I live to do so, Shalom. Peace be with you.